From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A 26-year-old Iraq war veteran who killed five people in a Florida airport Friday could face the death penalty. Esteban Santiago has been charged with an act of violence at an international airport resulting in death. He's also been charged with firearms charges. He could face execution if convicted. Santiago told investigators he had flown to Fort Lauderdale from Anchorage, Alaska, specifically to carry out the shooting. FBI agent Marlon Ritzman of the Anchorage field office said there is no evidence that Santiago was working with anyone else.
And while we are early in the investigation, there is currently no indication Mr. Santiago was working with any other individuals when he planned and carried out yesterday's attack.
Santiago opened fire with a 9mm handgun retrieved from his checked baggage in the Florida airport, killing five people and wounding six others. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel said Saturday morning three of the victims are in good condition. Three others are currently in intensive care. One of the wounded was released on Saturday. Mutinous soldiers in Ivory Coast have released the country's defense minister and several other officials after holding them captive in Bouake. Alain Richard Duvahi had flown into Bouake in a bid to defuse a crisis sparked by soldiers taking to the streets demanding bonuses, pay raises, housing, and faster promotions. President Alassane Ouattara had earlier in the evening announced a deal had been reached between the two sides and asked soldiers to return to their barracks. Soldiers had taken over Bouake on Friday, and the dispute had spread to the country's commercial capital, Abidjan, and to other towns. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. At least 48 people were killed Saturday when a car bomb exploded near Syria's border with Turkey. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the explosion, possibly from a tanker truck bomb, happened in a busy marketplace in the rebel-held town of Azaz. Video from the scene showed flattened burning buildings and wounded locals struggling to escape the immediate blast area. Local activists said the death toll was as high as 60 as search and rescue teams scrambled to locate survivors hours after the blast. Elsewhere Saturday, Syrian government forces near Damascus pressed forward with an offensive in the Barada Valley aimed at pushing rebels and jihadists from territory that supplies the capital with drinking water. The Syrian observatory said at least nine people were killed on the outskirts of Damascus. Ghana's newly elected president, Nana Akufo-Addo, was sworn into office Saturday in a peaceful handoff of power that stood out in a region that faces political crises. The new president told the thousands gathered in Accra's Independence Square he would make his country prosperous and would run his government with integrity.
State coffers are not spoiled for the party that wins an election, but resources for the country's social and economic development.
The 72-year-old Akufo-Addo won the December 7th election on his third try for Ghana's presidency. He defeated incumbent John Dramani Mahama with the largest margin of victory for a presidential candidate in 20 years. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump posted a series of tweets Saturday calling those who oppose good ties with Russia stupid and fools. The president-elect said having good relations with Russia was not a bad thing and that only stupid people or fools would think that it is bad. He went on to say that Russia would respect the United States more when he was president. The posts came after a U.S. intelligence report Friday said Russian President Vladimir Putin had made a concerted effort to aid Trump's election victory. The report said Putin aspired to disrupt the U.S. election, discredit Hillary Clinton, and undermine Americans' faith in the democratic process. Snow and sleet pounded a huge section of the United States Saturday, with thousands of people losing power and blizzard-like conditions from the Carolinas to Boston. The storm dumped nearly 20 centimeters of snow in Raleigh, North Carolina. Snow blanketed New York City with between 10 and 20 centimeters expected in some parts of the city. The tracking service FlightAware.com says that more than 3,200 flights had to be canceled. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.